joined by Leek Town's latest signing, Dino Fisser. Dino, thanks for your time. Welcome to Leek Town Football Club. What's your thoughts on joining the team?
Yeah, thank you. I'm very happy to. I almost joined the club last season when Neil Baker was manager and ended up going to Hereford and had an opportunity early on in the beginning of this season. But yeah, unfortunately, it didn't come to fruition. But yeah, glad to be part of the club.
Was that where you said you had a chance earlier in the season? Was that when they had the FA Cup run and they were due to play South Shields, or was that during pre-season?
Yes, that was actually both times, yeah. To be fair. Yeah, when they had the FA Cup run and before the season actually started, the club got in touch. But yeah, at the time, it just didn't seem to work either way for both sides. And then earlier with the South Shields in the FA Cup run, I think Josh needed me from the day he called, and I couldn't promise him that. I could only promise him from the week thereafter. And unfortunately, the club had to just make a move that was going to serve the best of their interests.
So it's third time lucky then for the club that they've been able to bring your services in.
Exactly.
What do you think you can bring to this Leek Town team? What's your strengths and attributes?
Look, you know, I've got a wealth of experience. I've got an old head on my shoulders, so I think a little bit of stability in the back, some good communication skills, and just overall, just good quality around on the ball, shot stopping. So looking forward to it, and looking forward to playing with a couple of the guys I know in the club also.
Who do you know then at Leek Town Football Club?
I know Trixie. We were together at Vale. He's a really, really good player and a good character too.
He is. And will he then be the sort of person who will be able to help you embed into life at Leek Town Football Club, because he's sort of someone you already know as you go into the dressing room?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice going into a dressing room where you know one or two of the players. I think I read earlier on that Danny Pugh is assistant coach,
yeah,
if I understand correctly, which I know well, and I've worked with him before. Brilliant person, brilliant coach. So, yeah, that makes all the easier when moving into a change room that could perhaps be a little bit unfamiliar at times.
How do you prepare for joining a new club, especially in the middle of the season, because games are coming thick and fast? As we record this, you've probably not had a chance to meet your new teammates.
No, not yet, but I will later this evening. You know, it's just about trying to hit the ground running as quick as you can. You know, it's not like pre-season where you've got four or five games to kind of get a little game time underneath your belt and, you know, understand what the team philosophy is, how the manager wants you to play and set up. At this moment in time, it's just trying to get going as quickly as you can without wasting any time, really.
Does that make it better for a player that you're not wasting time like with pre-season, or would you prefer to have that couple of weeks just to get to know everybody?
I think if you ask any player, he would prefer, you know, building some good foundation blocks before getting the season underway. But that's not the circumstances right now, so it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, and finally, as I said to you before we started recording the interview, you were at Port Vale, I think it was 2020. I think you've had a spell at Crewe. So if you could just give us a bit of a quick rundown of your footballing CV.
I started playing football back home in South Africa, played there for a good 10 years in the Premier League before coming across to England fairly later on in my career, and started off playing for Exeter and then had a short deal with Crewe and then moved on to Vale, and last season was at Hereford.